dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did sleeping in our king-size bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
How old do you think I am, he said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine? He asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said, I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. when he moved away. I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
And Tom T. Hall there, welcoming us into side two, or file two, of the Listener's Choice magazine, edition number 21. Story about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Boy, he had some good stuff. What a fantastic writer. Proud to be from the state that guy calls home. Tom T. Hall, the storyteller himself. Well, we had a request for Sweethearts in Heaven. And they didn't say what version they wanted to hear, and that's been recorded just about a million times. Rose Maddox, Buck Owens and Rose Maddox, Bobby Lewis, a ton of people have recorded that thing. We're going to pick up on the version from Don Reno and Red Smiley and get a little more bluegrass in here. And will there be sweethearts in heaven? Here we go now.
If there be sweethearts in heaven, if I should go first and leave you behind to face life alone, just bear this in mind. I'd be awaiting if heaven's my fate to take you by the hand just inside the pearly gate.
Shook her head in disbelief. said, in many dreams I've held you near. Now at last you're really here. Where have you been? I've looked for you forever and a day. Just not myself when you're away. He asked her for her hand for life, and she became a salesman's wife. He was home each night by eight, but one stormy evening he was late. Her frightened tears fell to the floor until his key turned in the door. Where have you been? I've looked for you forever and a day. They'd never spend a night apart. For 60 years she heard him snore. Now they're in a hospital, in separate beds on different floors. Claire soon lost her. Never spoke a word again. Then one day they wheeled him in. He held her hand and stroked her hair. In a fragile voice she said, where have you been? And a day. Where have you been? I'm just not myself when you're away. No, I'm just not myself when you're away.
Well, now there's a pretty one for you. Kathy Mattea there, and Where Have You Been? One of the most beautiful songs to come along in years and years, and that went out back in the 90s, I guess, late 80s, early 90s. Really pretty song. Send that one out to Doug Hudson. He wanted to hear some Kathy Mattea material. Well, Carol Robinson wanted to hear something from Flat and Scruggs. She wanted to hear a recitation that Lester did. Oh, probably back in the 60s was when this was recorded. And one called Father's Table Grace. And we're going to get that on right now. Here are Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
As we sit at the table, her family's heads bowed low. My thoughts return to childhood and the finest man I know. He doesn't speak good English. He's just a simple man. But when he's talking to the Lord, even a little child can understand. I was young and reckless, but the thought still comes to me. When I told my dad, I felt I was old enough to leave. He sat there at the table, and a look came on his face, and he never spoke another word till he said the table grace. He said, our gracious Heavenly Father, we're all gathered here today to give Thee thanks for blessings so humble, we pray. My oldest son is leaving. I'm sure he knows what's best. But just in case, would you stand by and help him stand the test? Lord, he's often neglectful about church on Sunday morning. And if he gets with the wrong crowd, would you let him hold your arm? And if he flies too high, would you clip his wings? But don't let him fall too hard. I'm sure, Lord, you can handle things. I've tried my best from day to day to teach him right from wrong. And he's grown to be a fine young man. And he's always blessed her home. We pray thee, Lord, for guidance, that he won't build upon the sand. But we won't worry half as much if we know he's in your hands. And oh yes, Lord, it won't be long till I'll be coming home. Don't make me wait too long. We pray thee, Lord, for guidance. Please cleanse us from our sins so we can all be together in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. The table was silent as tears ran down my face. And from that day on, I based my life on Father's table grace.
With just two ways, outrun the law or spend my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. But I can't afford the luxury of having one I love to come along. She'd only slow me down and they'd catch up with me. For he who travels fastest goes alone. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
Well, send that one out to Victor Schmidt. There, Merle Haggard tune. And The Fugitive, and it's not hard to get me to play Merle Haggard. That's one of my favorite trio sounds, when Merle Haggard had the Strangers and had Bonnie Owens doing the high tenor And then later, Leona didn't do a bad job either, Leona Williams. But that was featuring, of course, Bonnie Owens on the high tenor. And One Call of the Fugitive, I like that one a whole lot. Victor also asked a question that I want to go ahead and address here. And I will do this from time to time as we get questions that I feel are pertinent to the magazine and the subscribers. I'll certainly be glad to answer what I can. But Victor wanted to know if we sent him the back issues, if he could send them back to us, if he could pay for them, go ahead and pay for them. As most of you know, we offer the back issues for a package price, depending on how many back issues there are. Currently, this is number 21, so if this were your first issue, there would be 20 of them, so it would be $20. Most of you have already had a lot of the issues, and it would only be the 17 or 18 or whatever that you still need. But anyway, we offer them for a dollar a piece, whatever that might be. And Victor wanted to know if he could buy them and send them, have us send them, and then if he could send them back to us, because he didn't like to see tapes like that recycled and erased and that sort of thing. Well, the answer to that question is, once they're your tapes, you can do anything you want to with them, because they are your tapes. And you can, I guess if you chose, you could send them back to us. But you're probably better off to, if you just wanted to go through them and didn't necessarily want to keep them, to, you know, maybe give them to somebody who did, or something like that. If we get them back, we would recycle the tapes. We in the business we're in here, we can't keep tapes stored with you know, information on them, back issues or whatever. The house would be run over with pre-recorded tapes of all kinds if we did, so we can't do that. We have to, if we did get them back, they would still be recycled and the tapes would be you know, used for future magazines or whatever we needed them for. But the bottom line there is, once you pay for and we send you those back issues, they're yours to do with as you will. So hope that answers the question there. And like I say, as we have questions from time to time, we'll be glad to try to do that when as time permits, and it has this time. Let's get one in here now for Marion Pritchard from Massachusetts, and she wanted to hear something by Michael Martin Murphy. And boy, there's a fellow who's had a nice career, such a fantastic songwriter, and a nice voice, nice guy. And we're gonna have one now called What's Forever For. Here's Michael Martin Murphy.
I've been looking at people and how they change with the times, and lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Maybe it's me who's gone crazy, but I can't understand why all these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never what's forever for? And I see love-hungry people trying their best to survive, when right there in their hands is a dying romance, and they're not forever for. So what's the glory in living?
with the wind. Your hand in mine stills the thunder, and you'd make the sun want to shine. I followed you down so many roads, baby. I've picked wildflowers and sung you soft, sad song, and every road you took, I know your search was for the truth, and the cloud that's brewing now won't be your last. Storms never last, do they?
Storms never last, do they, baby? That's one from Jesse Coulter by request. And if you've been keeping up with the charts at all, you know that Jesse and Waylon's son, Jesse Coulter and Waylon Jennings, I should say, son, Shooter, has a current single on the charts. I think it's called The 4th of July or something like that. And pretty good cut. It'll be real interesting to see what Shooter does. I really don't think he sounds much like Waylon at this point, but he may later. I don't really know how old he is, but anyway, be interesting to see what old Shooter does there. Glad to see him out there on the Billboard charts. Here's some requested music from the Browns.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, his snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here. He turns them off when dawn is near. The little man we loved of long ago. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long.
Summer's Eve,
a la di o di la di o lo di.
Up on a mountain so happy and free, there lives a boy and he's waiting for me. Out on the lake we'll drift with the tide and hear those chime bells ring.
Chime bells ringing,
yo lo di.
Mockingbird singing,
yo di.
Sweet my little lover,
yo lo di.
On a summer's eve,
a la di o, di la di o, lo di.
Smiled on me. Chime bells ringing,
yodel-o-dee.
Mockingbird singing,
yodel-o-dee.
Sweet my little lover,
yodel-o-dee.
Up on a summer's eve,
we had a request for a yodeling song, and certainly there is one, and a yodeling girl while we're at it. That is Margot Smith and Chime Bells. Of course, that song having been made famous long ago by the great yodeler and the great singer Elton Britt. And Elton probably recorded that back in the 40s. And Margot came out with it in the late 70s, early 80s, maybe. I could be corrected on that, but that's about right. And Margot Smith is still around. You don't hear much, well, you don't hear at all on the air, and you don't hear much recorded from her, but you do occasionally hear her on the Midnight Jamboree out of Nashville. And she and her daughter perform together, and they always do a real good job. And Margot can still yodel. Absolutely, she can still yodel. She's one of the better modern yodelers out there. There are a few of them left. Margot can still do it. Gene Shepherd can still do it. There are a few, but it's almost a lost art. And glad to get that one on there from Margot Smith. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, Jerry Clark wanted to know if we would play something by the Chuckwagon Gang. And we don't do that much gospel on the listener's choice, but we will occasionally. We don't have a problem with it. The Chuckwagon Gang, of course, very, very popular group back in the 40s on up. And in fact, there is a version of the Chuckwagon Gang now. It's not in any way. I think there's one girl who sings for them now who's maybe a granddaughter or great granddaughter of one of the originals. But they're still out there trying to get it done. And they were very popular in, say, the 40s through the 60s and 70s. And the song I've chosen dates back to probably sometime in the early 50s. And it was one of their Columbia recordings. The title of the song is When I Looked Up and He Looked Down. I'd like for you to especially pay attention to the counter melodies in this song. Notice how the people who are doing the harmony vocals at the beginning or at one part of the song change over and do the lead at another part of the song, and the leaders do the lead does the harmony vocals, and it changes back and forth and back and forth. And when I was singing gospel, Southern gospel, and attending church down in the country, our congregation, which really made up the choir, we didn't have a choir, we call it a choir, but it was really the congregation, and we did this song, and people were able to do that. It was a really good congregational choir, and it was really, really fun to sing. And I hope you'll like this one by the Chuckwagon Gang, and hope this answers your request, Jerry. The Chuckwagon Gang, When I Looked Up and He Looked Down. Here we go.
I was wandering far from Jesus in the path of sin and shame.
When I looked up,
when I looked up,
and He looked down,
and He looked down, I had never sought salvation, never trusted in His name.
When I looked up,
when I looked up, and He looked down,
yes, I looked up.
Yes, I looked up.
And He looked down.
And He looked down. And what do you know?
I really am heaven bound.
I'm heaven bound.
Yes, I looked up.
Yes, I looked up.
And He looked down.
And He looked down. And one of these days I know I'll wear a crown. All my burdens have been lighter ever since I changed my way.
When I looked up,
when I looked up,
and He looked down,
and He looked down, I am walking in His favor, and I praise Him for the day.
When I looked up,
when I looked up, and He looked down,
and He looked down, yes, I looked up,
yes, I looked up,
and He looked down,
and He down. And what do you know?
I really am heaven bound.
I'm heaven bound.
Yes, I looked up.
Yes, I looked up.
And He looked down.
And He looked down. And one of these days I know I'll wear a crown, a shining crown.
Yes, I looked up.
Yes, I looked up.
And He looked down.
And He looked down. What do you know?
I really am heaven bound.
I'm heaven bound.
Yes, I looked up.
Yes, I looked up.
And He looked down.
And He looked down. And one of these days I know I'll wear a crown.
Well, the Chuckwagon Gang there, and one that I like real well, When I Looked Up and He Looked Down. It's been a lot of fun putting this edition together for you, and we're just about out of time here. If I had Kenny Price's version of This is the Shortest Song in the World or something like that, I might be able to get another one in here, but don't have that on the computer, so we'll not try anything like that. And we'll just say that the Chuck Wagon Gang has just closed it out for us musically for edition number 21. Would like to bring one thing to your attention. I don't know that it matters that much, but would like to mention that I hope that I have gotten all of the names with the requests properly. We did not used to do names with requests. We just got the music in and we didn't do names, but a lot of people have wanted that. And I don't mind. I'm glad to do it. But having the feeble mind that I sometimes do, it's a real, real easy thing to get mixed up. And it certainly is a possibility. Now, I've got it up here on the screen, assuming that I wrote it right to begin with. And we're going to assume that I did and hope that I did. And also assume that if I call somebody's name wrong, that you will forgive us, and that if I did not, if I got your request in and did not get your name called, just bear with us, and we'll get your name called on another one for sure. I know most of you don't care that much, and it's no big deal, but did want to mention that because we certainly could make errors. I don't think we have this time, but we definitely could. And with that, I'm going to say hope everyone is having a wonderful summer, and we will see you in the fall in October for edition number 22 of the Listener's Choice magazine. Take care now.